Our scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians, reading from chapter 3. For those of you who would like to follow along in your pew Bibles, it's page number 1170. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. And it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may God and Father in himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Here ends the reading.
So this talk of sacrifice, of Paul giving up his earthly joy, it's not something that comes naturally. We tend to do the opposite, right? We tend to hold on to things. We make decisions that are bound up in our own good, our own benefit. We tend to be self-centered people, thinking about our own rights and privileges. And the world even encourages it, right? The world says, think about yourself above others. The world says, think of your own needs above others. The world says, pursue what brings you joy, even at the expense of others. But as we see in 1 Thessalonians 3, this is not gospel-centered living. Apart from the gospel, apart from the saving work of Jesus Christ and his Spirit, what we are people who manipulate, take advantage of others, obsess over things, want to have control over things. We're jealous, we're proud, often uncontent, which makes us possessive people. And calling them what they are, sins, these things are bound up in our hearts. And the gospel has to come in with the work of the Spirit and begin to untie that which is tied to our heart and break those patterns. As Paul is talking to the Ephesians, he's talking to people, to married couples, marriages, relationships break because of these kinds of sins. Husbands, he calls them away from possessiveness and manipulation toward life of sacrifice for your spouse. And that doesn't just apply to husband-wife relationship, but it can apply to parent-child relationship, work relationships, social relationships, church relationships. So, on one hand, we have manipulation, taking advantage of, obsessing, controlling, jealousy, pride, uncontentment, possessiveness. And on the other side, we have Paul, giving up his earthly comfort and joy for the sake of others. Now, it's one thing to act that way, to do some great service of sacrifice, but it's another thing to will it and to want to do it. Paul says it gives him joy to do it. That's a whole other thing, because a lot of times we can maybe make a one-time sacrifice, but maybe we do it with clenched fists, or we do it and then we regret the giving later, like, oh, I shouldn't have given that much, or I shouldn't have involved myself so fully. Do we give, and also does it bring us joy? Or can we not do it so freely? I just feel guilted into it rather than wanting to do it. So Paul's not only sacrificing, but he's finding joy and comfort in it. So the struggle for us is, how does Paul do that? If I want to imitate him, how do I live like that? Because Paul's behavior, as we said, is not natural. What we can do, if we pull out 1 Thessalonians 3, looking at verse 12, the end of that section, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. It was the Lord who was causing Paul to increase and abound in love. It was the work of Jesus that provided the motive and power for Paul to live sacrificially. Paul's sacrifice was rooted in the Father's sacrifice, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Paul's sacrifice was not made in a vacuum. It wasn't some ideal or principle. It was rooted in the gospel. It was flowing from the gospel. It was rooted in the Father sending his beloved Son. So if the Thessalonians ever doubted Paul's love, all they had to do was look at the sacrifice of Paul sending his son Timothy to them and the great sacrifice that was. And if ever you doubt the Heavenly Father's love, all you have to do is look at the sacrifice of him sending his beloved, his only son, to the cross for us. So again, the question is, does the world doubt your love? Does it doubt the love of St. John's Christian Church? And does it have a reason to? Is there something the world can look to in your life? Is there something the world can look at from this church and say, that profound sacrifice reflects the love of Jesus Christ? And I know this church has those moments, and I hope those moments also exist in your individual lives as well. So when we're choosing to live sacrificially, besides, apart from being possessive and all these other sins, that is that gospel-centered living. And it's polar opposite of the world. You should be weird and strange people. You should be. I know some of you already are, but you should be even weirder and stranger. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And that's how God's love is manifested in the world. With that being said, we come before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf, that we would have salvation. We would have your Spirit. That Spirit would empower us then to comfort and encourage and bring the gospel of Christ to others. Lord, we have these names and faces in our mind, those printed in the bulletin, those in our own personal lives, and the need of your love and comfort. So empower us, Lord, to do so. You have given us the strength to do so. May our lives reflect the love that you have. Lord, may this church reflect that love. May our own personal lives reflect that love. As simple as our lives may be, they would have profound impact on our families, our workplace, our community. Lord, train us up in this love, that we would love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, as training then for loving the world. Bring us that joy that comes with serving and giving. That Paul, when he hears of how the Thessalonians are doing, he just wants to give more and sacrifice more for them because it brings him so much joy. And the church is wanting to give joy to Paul as well, that this may be the model for how we live and breathe and move in this place. Lord, we know we need your Spirit for that work. So we humbly ask for your continued work in your Spirit to move and direct and strengthen us. Lord, for all else, we pray the prayer that you have taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Please rise as you are able, and let us recite the profession of faith, which is the words are found in your bulletin in bold. So please follow along with me. My only comfort in life and in death is that I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. You may be seated.
I invite the ushers forward as we collect this morning's offering. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for these gifts. May they just be a small portion of our very lives given to you. Lord, this morning we dedicate our lives once more to your service and your kingdom. May all that we do, in word and deed and giving, be done for your glory and your kingdom. May these small gifts now do the work of Jesus Christ in this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Respond to what God has done for us. We now sing our closing hymn, dedicating our very life, our song, our praise, our work to the Lord Jesus Christ. So join us as we sing our closing hymn. we ever doubt the love of the Heavenly Father, we look to His Son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice He gives to us. There's many blessings we look at, but that's what our eyes are focused on. And now as a benediction, we rehear the words of 1 Thessalonians 3, starting at verse 12. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May He strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all His holy ones. Go forth now in that peace and in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us sing our benediction and song. It is, Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing. It is found on page number 601 in the red hymnal, and we are singing both verses of, Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing.